Thanks for hanging around for Nocturnal Journal. We're going to get a lot in the next hour here on WGN. We've got live music from Extracto. And joining, I'm right off the bat in the studio, as a founding member of the Community Art Exchange in Chicago, Jill. Help me with your last name, Jill.
Agnorti.
So before I get off track, tell us about a little bit of that sample we played, a little bit of that snippet, and what you guys are doing with Mexico.
Okay, so through Community Arts Exchange, we have developed a program of songwriting workshops with a gendered perspective, and it's part of to raise awareness and prevent violence against women. We've been doing it in a different parts of the world, but mainly applying it in Mexico and in the state of Zacatecas through the state secretary for women. And we've been applying that program for the past couple of years, and we write songs, we arrange songs, and we record songs with the participants and some musicians that work with us on a regular basis.
Now, that was obviously just a little small sample, but talk about the history of that song, where you recorded it, was Isaiah on that?
Yeah.
And then it was even mixed in Pilsen? I mean, let's go right down the row of how that came together.
That particular song, the main body of the song was recorded in Zacatecas in a community called El Saucito, which is bordering with the state of San Luis Potosí. And that's the band, the Ronco Lopez, the guy who has that band, is the musician who works with us on a regular basis. That song, La Historia de Lupe Fernández, is kind of our flag song. It's about, we've changed name, and we of course changed the way we tell the song, but it's a real story that happened to a 18-year-old lady in Zacatecas who was pregnant, and her jealous brother burned her alive. So that song was like the first song written for those workshops, and also a tribute to the victims of violence.
Was she involved in the process? I mean, did you interview her?
How
did you hear about the story?
Well, a friend of us was investigating the case at the time, so that's how we got wind of that terrible story.
Where can people hear the full songs? Do you have a website?
Yes.
And talk about that. What's on that?
Yeah, we have a YouTube page, so you can find the playlist, but it, in Spanish. That would be the Spanish name of the workshop. So, Talleres de Escritura de Canciones con Perspectiva de Género. Or you can go to my YouTube account, but it's even more difficult because it's Gilles Agnorte Tomasian.
Well, we'll have a Facebook page.
Okay,
Nocturnal Journal has a
wonderful
page.
Yeah,
and we can link people.
Yeah,
there.
That would be much easier.
Taylor, can you hear me? Maybe we'll get a little, as we talk, we can throw that a little Billy Branch thing when I cue you. Talk about your relationship with Chicago. We're going to play here in a minute
Sure.
a little of a sample of Billy Branch. Now, how'd he get on this?
Yeah, well, I've been based in Chicago for a little over a decade now. And I've been working with a lot of musicians from the scene here, blues musician, jazz musician, but also different people like Frank Orrell from Poi Dog Pondering, on different projects, some project just regular touring, some project more production. I produced a record for Chick Rogers a few years ago with a grant from the city, from DK.
Chick Rogers?
Yeah.
Blues singer?
Yes.
Yeah.
We wrote a set of like pop songs for her, and we used her in a completely different environment that outside of her comfort zone. And that was pretty interesting, like artsy approach.
I didn't know about that.
To the music. And so that is that little snippet we heard at the beginning. After I recorded live in the middle of the desert in Zacatecas, I took that recording with me. I brought it with me here in Chicago, and I asked Isaiah Collier, the jazz sax player, if he would play the game and let me track him on top of that. What's interesting is that there is a tradition of saxophone in that northern Mexican music.
Sure.
So he was happy to do it, and very sweet of him, because it's all labor of love. So we went to outside of the University of Chicago to keep the field recording flavor, to have him out. I record him outside. And
you recorded him outside in Hyde Park.
In Hyde Park,
uh-huh.
And he played on top of the previously recorded track. And then our friend Dave Herrero was also a regular act in Chicago. Did an EQ and some rough mixing at his studio in Pilsen. And that's basically the track we've been listening to. That's on SoundCloud. Those remix, I have them on a different account on SoundCloud.
You know, when they brought me into this radio adventure about 4 years ago, they said they kind of wanted me to be like the Alan Lomax of WGN. So here we are. This is kind of what we're talking about. But it was real interesting.
Of course, that's the master.
You're a student of Alan Lomax, and you studied his camera and mic placements and stuff?
Yes. Because when we started doing that program, part of what I wanted to do, not only the workshops where we sit with musicians, survivors, different type of people. I wanted to record. I wanted to have like a trace of that work with local musician taking those songs and playing in their local way, as if those songs were traditional Mexican songs from the repertoire, from whatever, revolution time or whatever. So that's the game. And I knew I would have no money to do that. So one mic, one camera.
Okay. Now we're going to play maybe a minute of the song with Billy Branch.
With Billy,
I want people to hear this, and then you can describe what's going on. Okay.
Absolutely.
So here's the Billy Branch mix.
Here we go.
You know, in our intro, we usually talk about on a clear night, the Nocturnal Journal is heard in 38 states in northern Mexico. So maybe somebody in northern Mexico is going, "Wow, what's going on there in Chicago?" So what was on that track?
So
you had that 10-string guitar.
Yeah, that second track is also the second song that was written through the workshop. The Vals of Luciana. And Luciana again. Real person, name and story slightly change. She's someone that has been through many kind sort of violence. She's been abused by many type of persons, men, in different ways. But she never saw herself, she never sees herself as a victim. She always stand up and push back and rebuild herself and go towards whatever her goal in life is. So she's what could be considered a victim, but she's not a victim at all. She's a fighter. And so that's also the idea when we started working on the workshops is that the corrido, which is a northern or it's a Mexican traditional form, or it's a song that tells a story that has a place in time and space, which the song is always marked in time and space. And the genre has been taken over by commercial, I would say, we went from wayward bootleggers to wayward drug dealer stories, mm-hmm. or from revolutionary stories to gangster stories. And we wanted to deconstruct the violence that now it's promoted through those modern corridos. And the archetypical hero of the corrido could be Pancho Villa. And Pancho Villa, the revolutionary leader, he was gunned down by the government, by the Mexican government at the end of the revolution. And he was gunned down Bonnie and Clyde style.
Oh, right, yeah.
They
yeah.
ambushed him and they ridden his car with bullets and he couldn't defend himself and he was not avenged. So we were thinking if that guy would die without it, it's not a Hollywood ending. He didn't have a chance to take his gun and shoot back. No, it was just if he's a victim of a violent crime, he's still a big hero. So why the women that are abused cannot be heroes? Why, as a matter of fact, less and less the term of victim is used, but survivor. But it's more than that. So that's the philosophy.
Okay, we got to take a break. Real quick question with a real quick answer. What do people in Mexico, what do they think about the finished product when they hear these songs?
What you hear once El Ronco, the musician we work with, has taken over, nobody knows that there's an academic part involved in the writing of those songs. If we tell them it's an old song, they think it's an old song, which is the idea, having those songs now as spies within the traditional repertoire. Wow. So they sound like they were written 100 years ago or yesterday.
You live in Chicago?
Yeah.
And Mexico?
Yes.
And you're from France?
And I'm from France.
You're going to come back this summer with some live music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right?
We got to get to the bottom of all that.
So. I'm always around.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and you're going to hang out.
Absolutely.
You came all the way down here. I don't want to kick you out of the studio. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720, and we are now going to switch over to the Allstate Skyline Studio with our band for tonight. Extracto, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, that's good. We hit the right buttons in here. Extracto is our friends. Grant Dawson on bass, Marshall Dawson on drums, Steve Frinkel on guitar, and last but not least, Daniel Polanski of vocals and guitar. Daniel, can you hear me okay?
I can, Dave. How are you?
Okay. Thanks for bringing all this gear in.
It's our pleasure to be here.
And I'll get out of the way. Why don't you tell us, it's been a rough news week in Chicago, so I think, you know, a song about squids is what we all want to hear. Is that what your first song is?
Well, that's pretty much our thought. It should take some of the sting out of the upcoming elections. This is called, yeah. Unusual. This is called Archiduthis. It's about the giant squid and the upcoming elections.
Okay.
One, two, three. Archiduthis! Archiduthis! Men have named you. Come true, it would be to swim with you, but I know that can never be, 'cause you live beneath the sea. But if perhaps, perchance we might swim in the moonlight, I would bring no harm to you. Archiduthis, oh Archiduthis, are you a monster of the deep? giant squid.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on W. Jill, you look a little startled listening to that. Are you okay?
Okay.
So, Dan, you guys, Daniel, tell us about the background of that song. What motivated you to write that?
Well,
how do you spell the title for our legal department?
I need to check my notes to spell it properly, but it's a Marsh can spell it. A R C H I T E U T H I S.
Now backwards, please.
And and how'd that song come about?
Well, Dave, it's an interesting story. It goes way back when I was a kid reading Captain Nemo, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, gets attacked by a mythical giant squid. Turns out later, squid are real. They live in the deep. They're monsters. They're magnificent. They're only found in sperm whale bodies after they wash up on the shore. No one saw one alive until recently, and yet they exist. So, interest in the squid. And then we thought, why not a song?
How'd this group get together? I know a little bit about you guys. Maybe we could talk about the history with the Spies of Surf and how many of you guys were in that, and did that help birth this? So talk about that band and then how it came together with this band.
That's actually maybe more a coincidence than anything. Neither Dan nor I were original Spies Who Surf members, but we are both in the band now.
And who am I speaking with since I can't
see?
This
is Marshall.
Okay, Marshall Dawson, the drummer.
And I've been in the Spies since about 1994. The way this band came about was entirely different. Grant and I are brothers, of course, and Dan, Steve, and I went to high school together.
So what high school was that?
New Trier.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all known each other for a very, very long time and played together in various configurations. Remarkably, Grant and I have never played together in a band before.
And tell the listeners, Spies Who Surf, it was a surf band.
Yes, yeah, it's an instrumental two-guitar surf band type of thing. Actually, we're playing a gig at...
Montrose Saloon.
Montrose Saloon, what, March 30th?
Yes.
Yeah, plug away. There is a gig at Montrose Saloon.
Yeah.
March
30th.
We'll be there.
And then when did Extracto start?
Oh, Marsh suggested at the end of 2016, he said, why don't we start a band? So we did. And it was actually more fun. It went better than we thought it was going to. And so we kept going, and now it's whatever year and month this is. And we've been recording and playing out and doing what rock bands do.
Two singles, two EPs. Any upcoming projects?
We have a gig coming up. We don't have anything recorded.
Yeah. We have a huge backlog of material that needs recording. That at any given time we're sort of trying to chip away at. Because Dan is a prolific and fabulous songwriter.
Yeah.
But right now we're just concentrating on things like playing on WGN, which is, of course, a tremendous honor for us.
Yeah, well, we're thrilled to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You said you had a gig coming up? Where's the Extracto gig?
It's March 3rd, Sunday night at 9 o'clock at Simon's. We'll be playing two sets.
Well, that's a great place.
Yeah, it's a fun venue.
Do they have Glog all year round, or is it just during the season?
Oh, it's Glog all the year round. It's Glog and very heavy meats.
Daniel, you were on before with your brother.
Yes.
Was there a, in what you guys are doing, was there a similar, which I really like, I mean, even the projects I do, I like the DIY approach. Mm-hmm. Have you guys taken that? Or what's your approach to getting your music out?
We use the internet.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Marsh is a very talented engineer, and he records everything and mixes it, and we go, that sounds great, and then we keep going from there, and we put it up. You know, we use various platforms to put it out there for the public, and that's how we get it out there, you know? It's all digital, but it's all available. You can go to extracto.org if you want to check out music. You can check out videos.
Yeah, tell them about Civilized Man.
Yeah, we've got a song called Civilized Man that has an a video that Marsha, you know, crystallized and directed, and it turned out pretty well. We're pretty happy with it.
We thank our corporate sponsors, Clamato, which really made the whole video go much more comfortably for all of us.
Yeah, we all just... We all just drank about 2,000 milligrams of sodium and then made a video, so it went pretty well.
Okay, we got to take a break for David Jennings, the news. You're going to come back with some more live music, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so don't go away with more Extracto and Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. You know, we were planning the show this week, and they were saying, when can we get Extracto in the studio? And so here they are, Extracto in the live, and they All-State Skyline Studio. That would be Grant Dawson on bass, Marshall Dawson on drums, Steve Frankel on guitar, and our friend Daniel Polonsky, vocals and guitar. Daniel, what do you got for us?
We're going to play a song called Stuff and Things. It's about mass consumption and self-medication in its various forms.
Oh, that's great. Okay, take it away.
I got some stuff, I got some things. Do you know what it means? I went out, got some more stuff and things all over the floor. Give me little stuff and things, stuff and things. So many things. Do you wonder what they're for? I got more than I need, but I don't got what I want. What I want is more and more and more and more and more stuff and things. Stuff and things. When I see something that I want, he buys it. Look at all that stuff. Look at all those things. I want it all. Everything. I'll take the world and all that's got. Just trying to fill the hole that runs right through me. Chain smoking, government weed seems to me all. We need stuff and things and breaking glass and the overpasses. We find all my stuff, all my things, adding up, piling up. Now you know what they all mean. I want and need my stuff and things. You're coming over. Tidy up all of my stuff and things, stuff and things. I want more stuff and things, stuff and things. I want more stuff and things, stuff and things. I want more stuff and things.
I thought you were going to say things.
I ran out of breath.
What a great song.
Oh, thank you.
That is really a great. And I wonder how many, did you count up how many times you used the word stuff in there?
A few.
Yeah.
He's a hoarder. It's true.
Yeah. I like to compulsively use the word few and stuff and things whenever I can.
So talk about your roots. I mean, I'm hearing a little, you know, pop rock, a little punk. I mean, talk about what you guys listened to, you know, growing up and maybe how that influenced that. That was a great song.
Thanks. Oh, well, I mean.
And who's this? I can't see. Is it Daniel?
Yeah, this is Daniel talking. I mean, we grew up listening to Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles and the Who and like stuff like that, and sort of branched off, and like I think Marsh discovered Nick Lowe, and we all got into the rock pile and stuff like that. And then as things went on later on. We got into The Replacements and Iggy Pop. And at this point, we listen to tons of stuff. Like, we'll listen to, like, big band stuff. We'll listen to, like, crazy spoken word people. We'll listen to, you know, anything that seems interesting. We're just looking for something, you know, some new kind of kick, as Lux Interior might say.
Yeah, right. I mean, I was an old fan of NRBQ.
Yeah, right.
All the way, kind of thought of them while you were singing that.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, and that the humor, I mean, I want to talk to you about humor, but yeah, they have open ears. I mean, Terry Adams and all kinds of stuff, you know?
Yeah, they're like the best band you haven't heard of.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you knew. See, that's why we connect so well. I didn't know you were fans of NRBQ.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about them. I mean, talk about why you like. I mean, on your press thing it says here, this is great. I don't know who wrote this. Extracto has a potent mixture of angular barbs and catchy hooks that is sure to please the masses. I mean, NRBQ. I mean, the Beatles. I mean, talk about the power of the hook. The Monkees. Peter Tork just died. I mean, some of the songwriters they had really knew the power of the hook.
Yeah, I mean, that Monkees stuff is just, it's just great, you know? We love the Monkees.
Yeah.
You know, and not just because they're monkeying around. Like, the songs are awesome, and, you know, it's just such good pop tunes.
Thank you, Dave, for bringing up Peter Tork. I would like to say that I was unusually saddened to hear of the passing of Peter Tork. I think he was a good guy.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Marshall.
Marshall, yeah. I mean, we all grew up on them. Talk about why you said that.
Well, he in particular, I think, went through some tough times and was very, very generous about speaking about, you know, the stuff he had been through, and I think it meant a lot to him to be able to be helpful to others. You know, obviously there are a lot of celebrity deaths, and for the most part, I don't feel that moved by them. But I was very saddened when I heard about Peter Tork.
There was a lot of it. My brother posted a thing. You know, there was some people would argue maybe he was the most musical monkey. I mean, Nesmith was, but you know, Tork did do time in Greenwich Village. You know,
I mean, he was all over the news when he died. You know, it wasn't just like a small little blurb. Like, it seemed like a significant cultural thing.
Yeah, and he had a dark, you know, he went through a dark period, then he came back and he was a school teacher in California, you know. He so go back to NRBQ, though. Why did that resonate with you?
Oh, because they kind of do a little bit of everything, and I'm particularly fond of their bass player, Joey Spampinato. I think he is awesome, and, you know, as far as a musical dork statement to make, but, like, you know, it's just a great band, and, like, they're like a bar band. But they're more than that, you know, and you can sit there and have like 1,000 drinks and have a great time. We can sit there and listen to like how they can play like a number of different styles. And the first song I ever heard of them was Captain Lou Albano, which cracked me up.
Yeah.
You know, Captain Lou, Captain Lou, Captain Lou Albano.
Yeah.
And then I discovered that was actually, you know, they weren't like the Weird Al Yankovic of the East Coast. And then, so there was more to it, you know, and there's like a multi-layered band. Lots of textures going on. Everybody does a little something, and they're all really good at what they do, and they make it seem really easy, which it's not.
And some of their songs are just so pretty. I think Al Anderson wrote, I mean, like, I'm thinking off the top of my head, Riding in My Car, Rain at the Drive-In, you know, just really, really, really a great band. And they've persevered. You know?
Yeah, and they had, like, such a, like, a wide scope of styles that they played well, you know? And they wrote in different styles, and they were all, just like, if you didn't like that song, try this other one that's not related to that, and you might like that as well. There's something for everybody with NRBQ.
So we're going to take a break. I want you to come back with another song, but plug the gig again at Simon's. That's a perfect place for you guys.
Yeah, I know. We're looking forward to it. It's Simon's on March 3rd, which is a Sunday.
Week from tomorrow.
It's in the Andersonville neighborhood, right?
Andersonville, right.
Yeah, Clark and Foster, just north of Foster, and on the west side of the street.
You guys are great. We got another song, so don't go away after the break, and we'll be back with more Extracto on WGN.
There are times when the writing comes from a place of catharsis. I think we're lucky enough to be part of the mass therapy group. You know, for Dan, he brings in some pretty heavy stuff sometimes, and it's kind of like we're pulling up like the dredges from the shadows sometimes, and putting them out in the light.
I'm very intense.
He really is. And there was also some mess about just being a multinational energy conglomerate and how fun it would be to just do all the branding for that. And so those ideas kind of came together at the same time, and we stuck with Extracto.
I'm glad I asked that. So tell us about this last song you're going to play.
We're going to close with a song called Civilized Man, and this is Steve Frankel, by the way, on guitar. Civilized Man is the subject of our first video, which you can find at our website, extracto.org, also on our YouTube channel. If you search for Extracto and Civilized Man, you will find our first video. So, here we go.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We're taking a little quick. Right. We're going to keep it quick. 7s, 8s, and 9s. Got you standing in line. Got your hand out. You want more? What's behind the door? All your friends and neighbors want to hear the gory details of your success story. Live life according to plan. We all know where you stand. Seal the deal and shake my hand like a civilized man. A civilized man. Now you're riding on the trolley. All your friends and neighbors want to hear the gory details of your success story. Live life according to plan. We all know where you stand. Seal the deal and shake my hand like a civilized man. A civilized man.
Don't hold back, you guys, you know?
We're just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was our gentle lullaby.
Yeah. Do you have a manager? I mean, you know, I got some ideas for you.
Well, like, I've got a cat. He seems pretty on top of things.
Like, you should serve, what is it, a week from tomorrow night at Simon's, you should serve extracto cocktails.
That's a good idea.
What would you put in that?
Pure crude.
crude oil.
Morphine.
What?
It's going to be very Edgar Allan Poe, 19th century London kind of thing. Everyone's going to leave with the croup, and they'll die in the street, and someone will roll them and take their pocket watch.
We got.
But the show's going to be great. 9 o'clock at Simon's, two sets, not one but two. It's the cost of one set. You get two sets. We'll be there all night.
Do you guys take? Do you do covers, or is it all original material?
We sort of mess around with covers when we're rehearsing, but we haven't worked anything up where we thought it would be worth playing for people yet, but we'll probably do that in the near future.
We got about a minute left. What, you guys have been around the scene, how is the, I don't know if you can answer this question in a minute, but how has the landscape changed for live gigs? I mean, you're playing Simon's.
Well, a lot of clubs have closed.
Yeah, right.
You know, and we're quite old. So we can't stay up late for the gig. We always miss our gig. We're in bed by 10 o'clock. We're on at 11. He went off. We missed the show. No, double doors closed. What's that joint in Logan Square that I can't recall? But that helps.
But there are places that are open that we do like.
There are great places.
Yeah, there are tremendous places to play. Like, we love the Montrose Saloon. That's a fantastic place to play.
Yeah, Mars is fantastic.
That's great. Sylvie's is a blast, you know. It's like the charming, like, rundown place. And Sylvie, the owner, has been there since like the 40s. She's fantastic.
She loves us.
Yeah, she loves us. I broke a mic stand and she still loves me.
Okay.
And, like,
where's she at, real quick? Where's Sylvie's?
Sylvie's is on Irving Park in Lincoln, just west or just east of the intersection.
Okay. Well, thank you, Extracto. That would be Grant Dawson, Marshall Dawson, Steve Frankel, and Daniel Polonsky.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks so much for bringing all the gear down and hanging with us tonight. Thank you, Ernie and Fergie, for all the engineering. And thank you, Taylor DeLandro. Welcome to our madness, Taylor.
Yeah, thank you for having us and for everyone who made this possible. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. And thanks for listening to Nocturnal Journal. We'll see you soon.